Hi, I'm Laura Flanders of The Laura Flanders Show. Watch every week on Free Speech TV, Link TV, YouTube, or if you're in New York, CUNY TV. Prefer to listen? Subscribe to the free podcast at lauraflanders.org. I end every week with a commentary. I call it the F word. Here's this week's. Someone scrawled "Kill Zergin" on the African Burial Ground National Monument in New York City this week, not 35 feet from the headquarters of the Department of Homeland Security, ICE, and the FBI. The racist graffiti showed up shortly before noon Thursday on the burial ground of 15,000 free and enslaved Africans on a memorial sign. The burial ground sits across from 26 Federal Plaza, down the block from the federal and state courthouses, a stone's throw away from City Hall. The burial ground is on a short block of Duane Street that's also home to the IRS, the NYPD, and the U.S. Court of International Trade. The streets closed to traffic by checkpoints and crash barriers and patrolled around the clock by federal police, as well as the NYPD, the Parks Department, and private guards. A bare expanse of grass with just a few explanatory plaques, the African burial ground attracts passers-by, and Thursday was a glorious day. Which is to say, someone, most likely in broad daylight, beneath half a dozen surveillance cameras, felt confident enough to write "Kill Zergin" capital letters on what has got to be one of the most highly policed blocks in the world. Who? Will we ever know? A picture of the graffiti was sent to the public advocate's office and to a city councillor. A call was made to the hate crimes task force, who transferred the caller to the NYPD. They have a precinct office a few feet away. The federal police are aware of the situation, I was told. Still, as far as I know, only one photograph exists that is not in official hands, and no other press report has so far appeared. The marker was almost immediately cleaned off. A somber African-American Parks employee did the assiduous job. It's protocol, I was told by his boss. Protocol? To make anti-black hate disappear? This very week, researchers at the Brennan Center released a paper on the government's approach to hate crimes. As many as 250,000 take place every year, they report, but only a few dozen are ever prosecuted, even as the clamor and funds for fighting international terrorism grow. The discounting of domestic cases helps quiet concern, they say. And that's just what it felt like to watch that graffiti disappear. Semi-instantly, the evidence was gone. The feds have the tape. We saw something. We said something. What now? If you want to see the pictures, go to my website. That's lauraflanders.org. And check out our radio program. This Election Week special is all about a wave. Blue, red, a wave of people is what we need to spare democracy today.